Welcome to Under the Hood Podcast. In this podcast, we pop the hood and give you an inside look at the hows and whys of our ministry here at Cornerstone Church. I'm Michael Nave, your host. Well, today's episode might be called What's Behind Door Number One, or maybe Under the Roof, because we're going to talk about this incredible facility right here at 2700 Walton Way that we call Cornerstone Church. So we're going to take a journey all the way to how did we get here and what is this special facility that God has given us. And some of you have heard the abbreviated version that I've given during First Steps, but today we're going to tell the whole story and I'm going to get some help. I am joined by my friend, one of our pastors, Jason Thrash, and he's going to help me give us a great look back. Jason, really appreciate being able to have you here today.
Yeah, it's great to be here. I'm excited to talk about the facility and something that I enjoy doing and really one of the ways that you and I kind of met each other
Yes.
and really got to know each other.
It was working
in this building.
It was. So when you think about this important voice you add to this conversation, number one, you've been at Cornerstone longer than me. Mm. You just told me the 10-10. What was that?
So I just realized today that we were at West Frankfort Johnson City for 10 years, and now we've been in Marion for 10 years. So, yeah.
Been a part of Cornerstone for 20 years.
And
then we have Jody longer than me, and I'm up on 17. I mean, it's just, wow, the years are cranking by. So you've been here longer than me. You were personally involved in West Frankfort and Johnson City, as you just said.
Yeah.
We're going to get to those stories as part of this. And then three, you are the director over all things facility for this incredible building that God has given us. So we're going to have some fun in this incredible conversation. And thanks for being here now, your third time on Under the Hood.
Third time Under the Hood.
All right. So first and foremost, let's go all the way back in 1998. That was a little further than what mm-hmm. you and I have been involved. There was a group of people, started as about 30, then it turned into 70. And their prayer was, God, are you asking us to start a church? All the way back to 1998. And soon after that, God affirmed that they were to do that. And our very first services as Cornerstone Church took place in the banquet hall. Now, this was totally before you and me, but we've heard stories about the banquet hall.
Yeah. I'm glad that my team never had to do the things that they did and wiping up the beer spills from the night before. Uh-huh. I think it was a BYOB dance hall type facility. So, yeah, we never had to do that.
No kidding. And so this was a banquet hall right next to the Rural King. You'll still see some places, retail and rooms that can be used for various things right there next to Rural King. Which really gets the irony started early in this conversation because the Rural King building was the
Walmart.
First Walmart here in Marion, and you and I are sitting right here in the second Walmart. More to come in just a moment. But the banquet hall was our very first place. Now, we just rented it on Sunday morning. As you said, there were some nasty spillovers from the night before, parties right. over the weekend. But that was the very first building that we ever used to have worship services as a church. Now, the second location was in what is now the Napa building right across from the VA hospital. Now, with that, it was ours, like 7 days a week. It was still rented. We did not own it, but we had access to it, exclusive access to use it as our church. And I've seen pictures of some of the guys building the stage, some of the early Easter services that were there. And so we had that building to be able to use. The interesting story of that building is I'm told that the people that were in it right before us was a failed internet grocery store.
Huh.
If they had just hung on, could have had Amazon right here in Marion. Okay. So that shut down. We got a chance to use it, and we were there for a season. And then we moved to our third building, and this is the first one we owned. And this is the place where you and I worshiped at Cornerstone for the very first time.
Right.
So you came 2004?
2004, yep. We had been attending in West Frankfort, and then I don't know, we had been started looking and heard about this church that might be coming to West Frankfort. And so we went down to Marion to visit, and we were just real excited about what was happening. And so joined a little small group that was going to be the plant team.
Yes, yes.
It was headed to West Frankfort, and the rest is history.
I love that. When I got involved, the church already had this passion for the region. Like, Lord, where are you calling us to be able to spread the love of Jesus in this region? So, yes, West Frankfort had already started. And when I came, that was actually where you guys had a little search team. And I gave a kind of a rehearsal practice sermon in front of you guys before we ever did an in view of a call in 2007. But before we go into West Frankfort, that facility on Bainbridge Trail was the old Samples Plumbing Supply pole barns. And before us, there was a group that connected the pole barns, renovated them. And yeah, way back then, it kind of had a little bit of a compound maybe look about it. And yet, it was this really, it was our first building.
First building, yeah.
You know, and many of us know our first house or our first fixer-upper. Like, that was the story for Cornerstone. And now as you zoom way on ahead, just so excited to have Journey of Southern Illinois in that facility. Mm-hmm. They've made it look so nice. Wonderful church that still operates in that building that we formerly used. But now let's jump to West Frankfort. So we've got that place there in Marion. After I got to come, we got to do multiple services. Then we were doing Friday night and Sunday morning, kind of did some expansion there. But let's jump over to West Frankfort. You guys had already started. You were right there next to Glottage Honda, right there on the main drag in West Frankfort. Tell us about getting that building, fixing it up, because that's an important part of our story.
Yeah, it was just a storefront right along Main Street, right next between Glottage Honda and the VFW. Just spent multiple days, multiple evenings in there, turning part of it into a worship area, and part of it into a kids area. And we just had an amazing group of volunteers and team members that went up there. I think the number was, it was 40 or 48.
Yeah, that's what I remember.
Kind of started, and it was a lot of fun. We actually started as a small group, as a home team in a home up there for several months, meeting before we had the building. And but it was just a really good time. Lots of neat, fun memories of our kids running around as we were painting and knocking down walls and building walls. And yeah, just a lot of fun.
I still remember, in a really special way, being there and being at that facility. Just so exciting to see what God did and to see that group grow from 40-something to 100-and-something. And then we began to run out of room.
We were known in West Frankfort for that church that had popcorn and soda. Yeah.
Yes!
Still hear stories about that, yes.
It was really good, really good. And a special memory for that. And as we began to run out of room in West Frankfort, you were there on the weekend that somebody walked in and had a conversation with you guys with Pastor Robbie.
Yeah, Robbie and I were actually working, I think, just doing some odd stuff. And someone walked in the building and said, "Hey, you guys don't know me, but I want to talk to you about a building, an opportunity." And it was just a couple miles down the road, a church that he had been leading and was kind of ready to retire and wanted to pass it on to someone else. And so, it was just a really special deal.
Yeah. And wow, I remember then very quickly Robbie reaching out to me and saying, "Hey, Heartland Harvest Church," I think it was previously Praise World Outreach. And before that, it had been
Grandpa John's. Yeah. Kind of like a Walmart type building.
Yeah. Down in Marion, we're still on Bainbridge Trail, got the pole barns, but now we have a former retail space that has been two different churches that has been brought before us. Tell us about that building as we began to consider, can we pull this off? Can we buy this building? Can we assume this piece of real estate?
Yeah, I don't remember the exact numbers, but I remember being like, wow, this is amazing, because they were basically going to let us just take over their mortgage.
Right.
Didn't really want much for it. And so we just had to go in and start rehabbing, and same thing, painting walls and fixing ceiling tiles and adding kids space. And just a lot of fun. That's I mean, that same team was now jumping into a new building, and
yes,
we had gone from 50 to 150 and busting at the seams in West Frankfort, and now we get a new space. So a lot of fun.
I still remember the joy of coming up and serving with some of the folks there in the congregation to clean and prepare and paint, and what an exciting season that was. And if you drive north of Johnson City today, you will see on the east side of the road, Redemption Church, because officially took place January 1, 2016. We got to plant out what had been West Frankfort campus, had become Johnson City campus, to be Redemption Church, where Pastor Robbie still serves.
Yeah.
And it's just so exciting to see what that church has become, to see it be part of the church in Southern Illinois, and still just so many good things happening up there.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing, and love Robbie to death. One thing that just hit me, it was kind of fun when we had that building. We were actually a little bigger than West Frankfort. And so when we would have some special events, like,
yeah,
we had special events at Johnson City, mm-hmm. and we would have some kind of a daddy daughter ball or a different event. We had those there because
yes.
we had the gymnasium next door. That's now a school is using that and renting that out. So, we just had a lot of space. It was pretty cool.
It was. And you're exactly right. We were getting more and more cramped for space in Marion. A smaller facility than what we had in Johnson City. And in 2009, it launched into what became a three-year process. So you were primarily focused up north.
Yep.
And at that time, we were going through this process of Lord, what are we going to do? And there were two primary options. It seemed like, one, we were either going to buy someplace else and renovate it, or secondly, we would build a brand new building right there on site. And went back and forth for three full years. Mm-hmm. And finally, we got the opportunity to be able to buy the second Walmart building in Marion that had been bought by a developer, and he was kind of ready to let it go in the midst of the market turn. I remember visiting Cash's Baker, which is now Auto Credit. I remember a property down Halfway Road, which now has Futiva and some other places in it. I even remember a conversation. We drove all the way to Mattoon and had this property swap conversation with Rural King of them buying the second Walmart and us taking the first Walmart. But by God's grace, in 2012, we voted to purchase this facility and began raising money. And it wasn't that it was over then. It was kind of like it just got started because we weren't making it.
Mm-hmm.
And in the 11th hour of raising money, there was a man in our church who kind of went all in. And he said, God told me not to let this fail. And he pretty much pledged it all, to be able to make this work for us. And then there was a new couple in our church. At the same time all of that was happening, God told the husband, they'd never been to Cornerstone before yet. God told the husband, leave your home, referring to the church where they were at, and go to Cornerstone. And his wife worked for a bank that stepped up to give us financing when the first bank said, nope, we don't have confidence in loaning you this money to buy the Walmart. And it has been just a spectacular relationship ever since with our bank. So before it was ever our church building, we bought it in 2012. We moved forward with all of that. But here's where the story gets even more fun. Before it was ever a church, it was Renew's secondhand store.
Yeah.
So tell us about Renew's utilization of this building beginning in 2013.
Yeah, so when Renew started, it was just a very small corner. I don't know what that square footage was, probably 60 by 50, something like that. And it is now, the store has now bumped out three times,
mm-hmm.
The actual store. They have taken over a big chunk of the area for sorting and storing goods and
yes.
All that type of stuff. And I think they're currently in about almost 34,000 square feet of our building. So it's just an amazing ministry and just
yes.
amazing to see what they are doing in our region.
Okay, so in perspective, the whole building's 118,000 square feet.
118,000.
And you're saying about 34,000 of our 118 goes to Renew.
Right.
Now, let's put that in perspective, because from the very beginning, Renew has, first and foremost, had use of the building for free. So Cornerstone doesn't make a dime off of Cornerstone's use of part of our building. And secondly, 100% of the proceeds from sales go to fund ministry. We don't profit off that either. Hey, 34,000 square feet provided from this building by our church. Hey, Jason, what's that worth?
Yeah. Well, we have a facility in Carbondale that we do pay for. And so if we just use that as a gauge, it's about $25,000 a month that we would be paying for this space if we had to pay for it.
Wow. Okay. So just based on the lease from our Carbondale Renew, you're saying that by providing this space for Renew Secondhand Store as part of our building for free, no cost, that we're adding value to the store to the tune of $25,000
a month.
A month?
Yeah.
So here's where the math starts to get fun. Our mortgage payment right now is $13,000. And we're providing value of like $24,000 to Renew alone.
Right.
Oh my goodness, that gets so exciting to see how we having a building provides incredible ministry space that allows thousands upon thousands of dollars to bless our region. What a beautiful opportunity. I dream of the day we get to do it again.
Yeah, it's amazing.
We get to buy another
spot.
Building, have a church, give a free space for
and
a renew secondhand store. Oh my goodness, that is really exciting. Okay, so that's 34,000 square feet. Now let's finish the conversation right here, what we would call Cornerstone, like our church right here in this secondhand, with the secondhand store in this, the second Walmart in Marion. So we paid an original purchase price of $2.5 million.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're still paying off. We've never borrowed more than that original purchase price. We've had this 10-year fixer-upper kind of thing. Jason, how much have we invested in the building on top of that purchase price?
Yeah, on top of the purchase price, since 2014, we've put in $1.6 million in renovations, upgrades, yeah, ministry opportunities. Yeah, it's just been, there's been a lot going on.
I did a First Steps this last week, and there was a lady sitting in one of our classrooms where we were doing First Steps, and I mentioned the Walmart building, and she said, I shopped here, and I still cannot believe this is the old Walmart building.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it has been many hours of people volunteering their time, thousands upon thousands of dollars pledged and given that we've been able to turn a former Walmart building into something really special.
Really special. And had we not had those volunteers, that number would probably be 2.6 million because we've had so many people that have stepped up and done, you know, former electricians doing electrical work for us and former plumbers doing plumbing work for us and just, stepping in and doing the stuff that could cost a lot of money.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And as we look at the future, we continue to look for opportunities to make our space better. I know one of the things you've been looking at is like a solar project that could down the road, like pay for all of our electricity. Like we continue to look for opportunities to make it better, to steward what God has given us. We look ahead and our note is to mature in 2032, but we're ahead.
We're
way ahead on that. We'll get that knocked out of the way sooner than later. What an incredible blessing it is from God. What an incredible blessing our people have been, as you said, to volunteer, to give, to be able to have this facility that definitely meets our needs.
Mm-hmm.
We continue to grow into it, and then to provide this incredible space for Renew Secondhand Store that we get to be a direct blessing into our community.
Yeah, growing into it has been really an amazing piece because when we need to expand, we don't have to build a roof and we don't have to put a foundation down. We just add more walls and just keep spreading into the void.
So. Yes. Ah, what a beautiful vision and what a beautiful gift that we get to celebrate. Jason, thank you for being here today as we got to pop the roof off and take a look at all of these different facilities and specifically this second Walmart in Marion, Illinois.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure.